Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. We're here every Saturday afternoon from roughly 12:20 to about 2 o'clock, trying to help you and yours with any and all computer issues. Of course, we have our website that has lots of information. You'll see a link there for our radio show and also for our free help section. Three and a half years worth of newspaper columns posted there, about 3,500 questions and answers. Lots and lots of information that if you don't get what you need from the show, if you can't get through, we don't get to your email, which there are 2 bazillion of, which means it's pretty likely we're not going to get to your email on the air. Try that out. Lots of resources there. And while you're there, you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter, which has all kinds of good stuff on it, like What About Matt?
What About Matt? That's Man. Another movie coming out this summer.
I have got to stop sniffing glue. All right. What's in this week's newsletter here?
Well, what isn't in this week's newsletter?
Well, what else do you have
What's correct in this week's newsletter?
Yeah. What else do you have to make up for here?
Oh, man. What else do I have to make up for?
How about Control-F, our shortcut of the week?
Control-F is usually used to find keywords in a web page or a Microsoft Word document, any kind of Microsoft
So, like, if software. I have a I have a 10-page Word document open and I want to find the paragraph that I was talking about, Mojo.
Just hit Control-F and type Mojo.
And it goes and finds it in the document.
Goes and finds it.
What if I'm looking for Mojo on a website?
You can do the same thing.
Control-F while I'm on the website?
While you're on the website in Internet Explorer.
And when won't this work?
Probably in Windows 98.
And ME?
And ME.
Right. And 95. And 95. Windows 3.1.
And DOS 6.22.
Yeah, I'm guessing it won't work in DOS at all.
For those of you that want to use the Find feature in any particular program, generally speaking, if you click on the Edit menu, if there is a Find option for that program, it'll be in there.
It'll be fine.
Or a novel idea in case it ain't there for some reason.
Aye.
Open the help file.
Get out!
Yeah, try that out.
You can actually find
By something. The way, Windows Find you access by F3. This is assuming you're running Windows 2000 or XP. Probably other versions as well, but...
I'm thinking Matt, on our follow-up to the newsletter and the radio show, might have some more knowledge about how to use Find in different operating systems.
I might have been just enlightened right now.
Just going out on a limb.
What about the Windows key and the letter M, Matt? We had some little tip about that that doesn't work.
Well, that was last week.
In lots of places, too.
Last week, so we don't want to talk about that.
But it still catches up with me.
Yeah, it does. Hey, we also have some information here about new phishing, and then we had... last week, we talked about the Data Vault. In our newsletter, and people were saying, okay, cool, where do I learn more about it? It's like, oh, yeah, we should probably give you a link.
Yeah, probably.
So those of you that emailed us saying, well, what about this Data Vault? The Data Vault's a new product that we've put together that, you know, we've looked at our customers for the last 15 years and realized no matter what we teach them to do for backups, they're not going to do them.
Why don't they do them? Because it's not real convenient.
It's not really easy.
It takes too much effort. I don't want to wait. I got to change tapes. I got to put in disks. I got to do this. It's not easy to do.
The two biggest problems we've seen year after year is people don't know how to back up, and then they don't know what data to back up. So this Data Vault is a device that we've come up with, and you can visit any of the Data Doctor stores and check out. You can actually see it and play with it and feel it and all that stuff. But basically, it's an external hard drive with an automated program that will literally copy your whole hard drive every night if you'd like.
Yep.
So it's a kind of a safety net for if your primary hard drive crashes, you have this Data Vault that's got everything all over there as an image, and it makes getting back up again much, much simpler.
It's
and
really easy.
If you've ever had to go through data recovery, we've seen this huge shift in data recovery customers. It used to always be corporate people. Now we're seeing a lot of individuals that have 5, 6, 10,000 photos. Mm-hmm. I was making fun of my wife's photo album. At least they don't crash. You know, they got 5, 6 years worth of photos on their hard drive, and they have no backup because they have no. First of all, they have no idea how to back up that much information.
Right.
And then so now they're spending a couple $1,000s trying to retrieve that lost data. So don't wait until the tragedy to come up with a solution. Think about it right now. Whether it's the Data Vault, whether you're backing up the CDs, whatever. So.
Yeah.
What else you got on there, real quick? The free download? Geek Speak.
Geek Speak. We can do that now or when we come back from the news?
give it to us real quick. Geek Speak of the Week.
Geek Speak of the Week. Open collar workers. These people work from home, telecommute, use any kind of computer based
blue collar, white collar, now open collar.
Open collar.
Open collar. There you go.
Are we done?
Well, we're done with that. We got to take a quick break for the news. But if you want to check out what that stuff is that we just talked about, check it out at our website, datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section, and you'll see what it is we're speaking about. You can also look for the links to ask a question and make a suggestion. More of your calls, more of your questions, and more silliness when we return right here on the Computer Corner. News Radio 620 KTAR, back right after the news.